KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
77 degrees and sunshine this morning, looking for sunny skies and 98 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Jim Field, KJAN News. Our news update this hour is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Hundreds of volunteers spent the weekend searching for two Northeast Iowa girls who went missing Friday afternoon. Those girls, who are cousins, were last seen riding their bikes in downtown Evansdale, which is just east of Waterloo. Rick Abin, chief deputy with the Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office, says over 1,000 people volunteered Saturday, and on Sunday over 900 showed up for that search effort.
You know, it makes you feel good that people are willing to help out, and they want to help law enforcement. Because, you know, everybody pretty much has kids, and so everyone is really concerned about it, and we appreciate their assistance.
Well, the bicycles the girls were riding were found abandoned near a lake a couple of hours after the girls went missing. Divers completed a search of the lake by late Sunday afternoon, and Abin says he's confident the girls are not in the lake.
We really have no indication of what happened other than the fact that we have two bicycles sitting down at a lake.
Boats and search parties were combing a nearby stretch of the Cedar River for clues, and there's been an ongoing aerial search of the area as well.
The search has been expanded, and now it takes probably about a 5-square-mile area. People on the ground along with dogs, and then we also have law enforcement that's doing house-to-house making contact with people.
On Sunday, cops and deputies tracked down sex offenders in the area to check their whereabouts on Friday. Authorities are offering a $15,500 reward to anyone who may have information that would lead authorities to find the girls. When 10-year-old Lyric Cook Morrissey of Waterloo and her cousin, 8-year-old Elizabeth Collins of Evansdale, did not return from their midday bike ride in Evansdale, the family began searching for the girls at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. A volunteer firefighter found the girls' bicycles about 2 hours later, along with a cell phone and a bag the younger girl had been carrying, but authorities say that's the last trace that they have of the girls. KJAN News Time is 8:03.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you, a 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone, as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com. Smartphones required, a data package.
Authorities are investigating the death of a Western Iowa man whose body was found in Storm Lake. KTIV-TV in Sioux City reports that 64-year-old Steve McCulloch was pulled from the lake on Friday night. A 911 caller told authorities that the Storm Lake man was unconscious in the water. Authorities say they performed CPR on McCulloch and took him to an area hospital where he was pronounced dead. No foul play is suspected. Authorities say an autopsy is pending. Omaha police say an 18-year-old who was wounded when his father and brother were fatally shot also has died. Police say Miguel Avalos Jr. died on Saturday. His father, 44-year-old Miguel Avalos, and 16-year-old brother Jose Avalos were killed on July 9th. Jose Avalos died at the Southeast Omaha home. His father died later at a hospital. Police suspect more than one gunman entered the home and shot down the three. Other Avalos family members in the apartment were not injured. No arrests have been reported. Iowa's independent telephone companies have mounted a campaign to express concern about FCC changes they say will impact the cost of broadband internet service to rural areas of the state. The new rules change the way the independent companies are paid for the use of their lines. Deborah Lucht, the general manager of Minburn Communications in Minburn, says customers will see the changes on their bills.
The residential customers are looking at 50 cents per month per access line being added to their bill per year. So as that goes over the next 5 years. And then businesses are looking at $1 per access line over the next 3 years. And so that's just one of the charges that we're looking at affecting our end user customer.
The FCC changes eliminate the access fees companies collect from other carriers that use their networks, and Lux says that will impact the rates charged for Internet usage. The wireless companies charge phone users based on the amount of data they use, and that's what could happen to rural broadband customers.
You're looking at a cap of like $60 per month for 8 gig, and if you go over that, it's $10 per gig. So if you refer that back to what our customer usage is, our customers, if they had to pay based on that pricing structure, would pay about $1,000 a month for that amount of bandwidth that they're using on that same pricing structure.
Don Jennings with Partner Communications in Gilman says rural customers use the broadband for business, farming, and entertainment, and that's why their usage is so high. Jennings says the independent telephone companies support improving the networks and advancing as broadband use changes, but he says the current plan creates concerns.
We feel like the changes that have been proposed are only part of what we have proposed and are put together in such a way that in the long term, in the short term, we'll probably survive it, but in the long term, it's going to decrease the amount of broadband that's able to be deployed in the rural areas.
Lucht, Jennings, and other independent telephone companies are asking customers to speak out on the issue through the Iowa Linked Up website. Jennings says the independent telephone companies have put a lot of money into extending the broadband access to rural areas, and the changes raise questions about how they can continue to do that at a reasonable cost. Despite more aggressive efforts to collect court-ordered debts, legal experts say most Iowa crime victims will never see all the money that they're owed. Data obtained by the Des Moines Register shows that Iowa judges have ordered convicted criminals to pay $159 million in victim restitution over the last 5 years, but offenders have paid only $19 million in that time, or less than 12% of those new debts. Legal experts say restitution is a key part of society's commitment to make victims whole and to get criminal offenders to face what they've done. Some critics are calling for better collections. State Court Administrator David Boyd says the total restitution owed to Iowa crime victims will continue to grow because improved collections still can't keep pace with the new debts. Well, the state's top two financial officials say it's time to reestablish upper limits or caps on the pension checks that government employees draw from the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System. The system, commonly called IPERS, and State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald is a voting member of the system's board of directors.
IPERS is important to the state of Iowa, and the IPERS retirement system must be protected. But, you know, I think there's 330,000 Iowans depend on IPERS in one way or the other.
In 1998, the legislature and the governor agreed to get rid of the limits or caps on pensions for teachers, local government workers, and employees in state government.
Well, what happened? They took that cap off, and now you have some employees in state government that make as much as $250,000 can retire and get like $160,000 a year pension. That's broke the bank.
Fitzgerald advocates a cap that would limit a yearly IPERS pension to $60,000. State Auditor David Vout supports that kind of a move, and in addition, Vout suggests some of the state government's surplus should be used to shore up the pension system.
At the end of fiscal year 2000, we were 98% funded for that pension plan. And at the end of 2011, we're only 80% funded. We've gone from about a $327 million unfunded liability at the end of fiscal year 2000 to a $5.7 billion shortfall at the end of fiscal year 2011.
Vout is quick to say that in the short term, the system is okay, but it's time for state officials to start making plans for the future.
A lot of times people will say, well, we're not as bad as some other states, and I will agree. Illinois is one of the worst states, which is only about 50% funded. But I also say if your child comes home from school and tells you that they got a D on the math exam today, but Johnny next door got an F, should that make you feel better? No.
Any changes in the IPERS benefits must be approved by the legislature and the governor. Republicans in the House and Governor Branstad have talked about reducing taxes next year rather than using the state government surplus to shore up the state pension system, as the auditor, who is a Republican, suggests. Vout and Fitzgerald, who is a Democrat, made their comments during a taping of the Iowa Press program over the weekend. The Rehabilitation Services and Cardiac Rehab Departments at Cass County Memorial Hospital are moving to temporary locations as the CCMH addition and renovation project continues. Cardiac Rehab has moved to the former conference room number 2, while Rehabilitation Services will move to the former medical surgical inpatient area on on has moved already to that area. Now, both departments are expected to be in these temporary locations until spring of 2013, when they will move into newly remodeled space at the facility. Checking headlines around the world this hour, Mitt Romney is charging that Barack Obama's attacks on his business record at Bain Capital are misdirected and dishonest. Romney tells Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends that Obama is trying to divert attention from his own record as he continues to argue that former Massachusetts governor sent jobs overseas as head of the private equity firm Bain Capital. Romney made his arguments this morning in an interview following a weekend in which his campaign and Obama's traded sharp accusations. Romney says, "What does it say about a president whose record is so poor that all he can do in this campaign is attack me?" He goes on to say, "I'd say to the president, wouldn't it be interesting if you spent time speaking about your record?" Barack Obama's campaign says, "No, we will not apologize for saying Mitt Romney was still in charge at Bain Capital when the private equity firm shipped jobs overseas." Obama is preparing to tell Ohio voters today that Romney's tax proposals would spur job growth in foreign countries, including China. The president also plans today to highlight his administration's 2009 bailout of the auto industry. He'll also be appearing in Cincinnati. Americans have cut their spending at retail businesses for a third straight month as a weak job market has made consumers more cautious. The Commerce Department says retail sales fell 0.5% in June from May. Now, that followed declines of 0.2% and 0.5% in the previous 2 months. It was the first three-month decline in retail sales since the fall of 2008 during the height of the financial crisis. KJAN News Time is 8:12.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store in Atlantic. Is your internet connection driving you up the wall? Off more than it's on? Constantly buffering when you're trying to watch video? Slower than slow? Or just no service at all to your home? Well, I have a solution for you. Dish High Speed Internet powered by Exceed. Dish High Speed Internet powered by Exceed has download speeds up to 12 megs. That's fast. With three different package options, just choose how much you'll need. All plans feature the same high speed with successively higher allowances at each point. Bundle up your internet service with qualifying Dish package and get $5 monthly bundled discount on one bill. Stop in the TV store, your local Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032 for all the details on satellite broadband that goes beyond your wildest expectations. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary. Visit your authorized Dish retailer for availability details, terms and conditions, and Viasat's ad allowance policy.
In our funeral announcements this morning, B.J. Thomas of Fort Dodge has died. Services for B.J. Thomas will be today at 10 o'clock in the Larson Weishausen Funeral Home in Manson. 61-year-old George F. Venata III of Guthrie Center died Friday at Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for George Venata III will be held on Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the Panora Church of the Brethren. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. 49-year-old Brian J. Forsman of Urbandale, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at Bickford Senior Living in Urbandale. Services for Brian J. Forsman will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 in the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. 57-year-old Cheryl Ann Swearingen of Harlan died Friday at the hospice house. Funeral services for Cheryl Ann Swearingen will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock in the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of those arrangements. 70-year-old Janice Knutson of Coralville, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice Care in Iowa City. Services for Janice Knutson will be held on Friday at 10:30 in the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Viola Waddell of Harlan died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Viola Waddell of Harlan are pending at this time. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of those arrangements. That's our news update this hour, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN News.